ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. So I'm thanks for being here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the business of science a little bit, because that's what science is. It's a business, basically. And we're also going to be talking about genes that tend to control your behavior, according to science. And we got some other things to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi. Righteous men and women in uniform and hitting knees and seeking the Lord's face. I never regret spending time talking with the Lord. So hope you mind the time it grows short. So today's a devotional. We're here in Mark chapter 1. Jesus said unto them, come you after me, and I will make you fishers of men. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid from those that are already lost. And let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Absolutely, you want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. The other one, you don't want to hear. So mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Recent study finds that if you're dealing with a lot of household cleaning chemicals, it could decrease your lung function. This is from the University of Bergen in Norway. They said that if you, women typically use a lot of the cleaning products on a regular basis. So if you're using them, they say it could, over a year's time, decrease your lung function by 3.9 milliliters. But if you're using the cleaning products more on a daily basis, it can decrease the lung function by 7.1 milliliters. Mm. Move along in the quacker. Anybody out there love fried food? Well, here's some new research on the carcinogen found in fried food. It's all about the oils, especially French fries, your potatoes that are fried in oil. This was in the American of the Clinical Nutrition Journal. They seem to follow 4,400 men and women for about 8 years, and ages 45 to 79. And they just wanted to check the mortality rate when you are eating fried foods. And they found that out of the 8 years, 236 participants passed away. And they did have high amounts of fried French fries in their diet. So they say now if you're eating a lot of fried potatoes and, of course, those omega-6 oils, you're going to have an early demise, they say. All right, last but not least in the quack report, scientists are developing this synthetic bioluminescent molecule, okay? Anybody out there want to glow in the dark like a jellyfish or a firefly? Hey, this report's up your alley. These are a team of Japanese researchers. According to their paper that they filed titled Single Cell Bioluminescence Imaging of Deep Tissue Freely Moving Animals, they got it published in the Journal of Science, of course. And they're big hot news with the Brain Science Institute over there because they've been working with the neurons in mice and this bioluminescent synthetic molecule. So in a nutshell, they're lighting up the mouse brains to glow in the dark, and they can actually see a mouse learn because it's so bright, it shines right through their skull, and they can see the brain working. So, of course, you know, guess where they're going with this one? Oh, yeah, it's going to be for, you know, stroke patients, Alzheimer's patients, head injury patients. So, they didn't say how long they glow in the dark, and they didn't say how long the luminescence lasts. Can you imagine if it was irreversible, though? I mean, that mouse is never going to be, you know, able to hunt out in the free life again. You'll be found in a heartbeat, right? All right, so luminescence, synthetic molecules coming your way in modern science. Get ready for that. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. All right. Did I lose you, Frank? I lost Frank. Frank, are you there? Okay, Frank's there. We've got some computer things going on here. My apologies. And all right, so we're going to talk about the business of science. Always good stuff. What's science up to? And, you know, science really is indeed a profession. And science has professed to have, you know, kind of broken the human genome, you know, the DNA code. And supposedly that was completed in 2003. So the profession of science seeks to control and reaches into the nooks and crannies of the environment, organic and artificial materials, agriculture species, atmosphere, aquatics, even the history of creation. So Truth may not always be a principal component within science as it pursues its own agenda, and science seeks to underpin all the communication, controlling the understanding and the guiding of your thinking. So we are influenced by science every day, and not all of it is, you know, detrimental, but we really need to discern between the mad science and the effectual science. So let's look at some of the science, because some scientists are calling for an agenda-free science. And no matter how you slice and dice any profession, we need to be sensitive to the corruptible influences over it. So greed does ruin people and careers and professions, industries, even nations. Now, in April 2017, there was this author and researcher, Timothy Codfill, and he's with the Canada Research at the University of Alberta. And he said, we really need better agenda-free science. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Caulfield has been in the field of science for about 25 years, and he admits there have been some significant discoveries. However, he senses that science is losing the battle. So what he seems to be frustrated about is there was this survey of Canadians that was showing about 30% of them were unconvinced that science has actually debunked that link between vaccines and autism. He feels that 100% of the people should be able to believe the science. So he realizes that more people today do not trust science, and he thinks that people are generally information avoiders, and they tend to stick to too much to their pre-existing beliefs. However, too much water has gone under the bridge, and we have more than 50% of the scientific studies that have been withdrawn and proved to be false or fraudulent. So people are skeptical. And it's no wonder people have mistrust of science. And Mr. Caulfield is, you know, a scientist, and he is, and there's this apparent that it's apparent that he really wants science to have a better reputation than it does now. So in a kind of snarky way, he feels that the popular proactive health movement people are utilizing with natural therapies lacks any evidence, and people are blindly embracing what he calls supernatural. He criticizes what he describes science conspiracy theories. He criticizes that, and he says people need to, you know, just look at the science and just look at the science. Well, you know what? People are really not all that stupid. And when the pharmaceutical industry lobbies Congress for liability protection from vaccine damages and mandates vaccines to access public education, well, it tends to create massive distrust. So Mr. Caulfield seems to be on this mission to change people's minds about the image of science. And he has this quote. Here's this quote. He says, science is a way of thinking much more than it is a body of knowledge. Well, that would not be the quote I would have selected, because thinking can crucify truth and attempt to destroy knowledge. However, here's how he describes it. He says, science is not a list of facts. It's not a building, an industry, or a government department. It is not a tool in the service of a particular ideology. Science is a process, and we may a way of seeing the world, he says. Okay, so I suppose it is kind of a discovery then to hear that science is really not about facts, right? He says, science is not about a list of facts. Haven't we been told that science observes and then writes down factual observations? Wouldn't that be facts? Yeah. Is it possible that the science has been kind of hijacked or maybe even leveraged by modern medicine, government agencies, career-minded and greedy scientists, and pharmaceutical industries? Perhaps. I don't think that the people are blind to the reality that this is how a majority of science is being used, regardless of its intentions, right? So when you kick a dog too often, and you kick it long enough, and then when you call it, it's not going to come to you. So it seems to me that there's this case where science has allowed itself to be used in such a way to discredit its own house that people distrust it. So science needs to earn its trust back. However, with powerful and influential and financial interests at play within science, the current reputation, I think, of science is going to remain. Science is not currently value neutral, nor is it agenda free. What do you think, Frank? Although, Frank, my screen is blank, dude. I don't know why that is, but it is totally blank, so I can't see. Maybe on the break we can fix that. All right. Well, let's talk about the direction science is headed, you know, because there was the scientists in Hungary, and they saw the need to draw up this sort of business plan for their field of science. And they did this in June 1999, and they called it Science Agenda Framework for Action. And this plan was rolled out and discussed at the World Conference of Science as a new commitment science was going to have with the world. So their business plan kind of, well, it touched on just about everything. It touched on, you know, research for public and private sectors, international sharing of scientific knowledge, environmental sustainability, technology and science, science education and policy, conflict resolutions, and even ethical issues, and the merging science, often they say, with other systems of knowledge. So the document seemed particularly concerned with science being ethically accountable, especially with the future direction of the field. And it appears that the scientists recognize that they have had issues with defining and accepting their ethical responsibilities. They also realize that without total disclosure, that the field of science would destroy itself. They also acknowledge that public understanding of science needed to be established on the grounds of appropriate ethics and procedures. Mm-hmm. So I'm not convinced that this business plan was successful, and you'll see what I mean in a minute, because, you know, there were and still are some serious problems within science when, especially when this statement, they included this statement in their plan. Let me read it to you, see what you think. They say, of course, a new relationship needs to be built between those who create and use scientific knowledge and those who support and finance it and those concerned with its applications and its impacts, such as are the essence of the spirit of this new commitment, end of quote. Okay. Sounds good on paper, you know, because these are just words on paper, similar to a restraining order, which only works with law-abiding people. So I do not know how many good scientists had their work turned into exploitive or even destructive devices. But I'm sure if we knew the total amount, we'd be speechless. I think we would. So, and just as I'm thinking, you know, that scientists in Hungary may have their heads on right, and they're in the right direction, I catch this paragraph in their plan under paragraph 6D. It's under the heading New Commitment section. It reads in part, quote, our general guidelines to facilitate the new commitment to break with traditional barriers between the natural and the social sciences, which would be human behavior, and adopt new knowledge as a common practice. Say what? Right? Breaking with traditions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basic social behaviors. They go on to say how imperative it is to sustain public support as they called it an off-market asset to secure profitability. They continue saying essentially that their Achilles heel has been the funding that science has been leaning on, which is private sector funding that were surpassing their public sector. They said grants have strings attached to the research with short-term goals, often involving technology and patents rather than knowledge acquisition. Wow. What happens when you prostitute yourself to the financial interests, right? Here's another quote from them. They say, science is today a currency in the hierarchy of nations, and we are taking into account the program for the further implementation of Agenda 21 adopted by the UN General Assembly in 1997. Well, there's your big, big, big mistake right there. So, you know, it got me kind of wondering, why don't we check in with Hungary's science departments and see how they're doing now? Because this is like 19 years old, this plan. So if we check in with Hungary on how the scientific community is doing 19 years after their World Conference on Science and, you know, the launch of their new action plan, how are they doing? Well, we find out that in May 2018, there was a report from Science Magazine, and it summed up their situation this way. The Hungarian government has engaged in an aggressive agenda imposed on science. Hungary attracts top scientists from Europe for its 17 research.
Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, and Twang and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper, purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot, and Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my piece to Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Rogers, Archer, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Pop, and Fats, back and Tina, Pop, and
life is a rock. DJ
And while the clock is talking, ticket friends and Roman salutation, Brenda and the tabulation, Collie, Simon, Eddie, Holder, Rolling Stone, and a folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, casting now. I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly, Trifford, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper, got it, Ghost of Goddess, what a Leah, Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey, Bliss, and Slide, Guitars, the Fender, Bass, Mushroom, Mama, and Bonnie Brown, the Wolves, and Pickett, Stop, and Kick It.
Life is a rock.
Jay and Dale and Ronnie, Kukla, Brandon, Norman, Oakland, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Kale, and Z.J. Top and L.L.B. and D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud of C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winter, Junior, Summer's Eyes, and Martin, Connie, Fonda, Harris, Clapton, Pedal, Wallace, Steve, the Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Good Vibrations, L.B. Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS, and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
On this side, I apologize. I'm going to back it up a little bit because I think you missed some missed some stuff. The Hungarian folks in their Science Agenda Framework of Action committed report, you know, they were talking about the grants that have strings attached to research with a lot of short-term goals that would always involve technology, patents, rather than the knowledge acquisition, which is what scientists had a beef with. Here's a quote from their report, though. They say, science is today a currency in the hierarchy of nations. We are taking into account the program for the further implementation of Agenda 21, adopted by the UN General Assembly in 1997. Well, there be their big mistake. Yep, that's, you know, the devil in the details, as it were. So we're going to check in with Hungary because, you know, this report they did in 1999, so 19 years ago. We're going to check in with Hungary, see how the scientific community is doing 19 years after their World Conference on Science and the launch of their new action plan. So what we find is in May 2018, there was a report from Science Magazine that sums it up this way. The Hungarian government has engaged in an aggressive agenda imposed on science. Hungary attracts scientists from Europe for its 17 research centers, and the Hungarian government has tightened restrictions on all facets of science. All transparent independent reviews of science have been replaced by political influence, and the main funding from independent sectors has been replaced by political influence. And scientists there claim the government wastes scarce funds to promote controversial theories, and scientists fear reprisal if they speak out. So you may wonder, what brought on such a strong takeover of the scientific community by the government? Well, Science Magazine cites that the flashpoint was that the people of the country had embraced natural medicines, traditional Chinese medicine, too, and it became a universal thing, and it began to be taught. The natural medicines were beginning to be taught to their medical students, and there was even plans to build this new medical school devoted to natural therapies. Well, the Hungarian government, you know, they say, no, we want to include Western medicine in the healthcare system. And some experts in Hungary feel that the natural therapies are pseudoscience and it's unsustainable. It's an unstable form of medicine. Damages to teach it to the health professionals. They didn't like it at all. So what would politicians know about natural therapies, and why would they have an interest in it? Well, the interest is from money promised them if modern medicine retains its grip with, you know, pharmaceutical drugs and surgery. So the main financial source, $310 million, comes from their National Research Development Office in Budapest, which was independent until it merged in 2015 with another research firm. So scientists in Hungary worry that they're all going to be replaced with more politically minded scientists that buy into the government's agenda. So, you know, now we know what's driving the bus, right? It's apparent by now that it is the government driving the science bus and implementing Agenda 21. So what is happening in the United States and in Hungary is also happening in different levels everywhere on the planet. There may be some setbacks in implementation of their list, but it is eroding society. So the political move to take over your science has been fairly successful. And, of course, the financial sector is the gas in the bus. Mm-hmm. So I want you to be prepared because – we may need to be prepared to defend our health, and we may very likely be on our own in the future if we don't agree with the demands of governments, science, and medicine. So now's the time to educate yourself. You know, if you want to use food and herbal medicines as an optional health plan, now's the time to learn it. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you out a bit. You can give them a call and request their free product catalog. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless, making you more powerful than you think. Yep, get your free product catalog today. And they have a couple of new formulas that we're highlighting for them a little bit here. They got the kidney stone formula and also the adrenal gland formula. So check those out when you can. And if you're on the website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. Now, these newsletters are not mailed in the regular mail. They are emailed to you, so you have to have an email account. And you can register for free. There is no subscription. And there's a couple of them. The American Survival, that one goes out on Tuesday. And the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can sign up and get the Health Quest tomorrow if you're interested in signing up for the issue for tomorrow. And it's free, so just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can check on books and newsletters and sign up there. All right. Always good stuff. And, of course, the radio archives are available on American Voice Radio and also at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on Herb Talk, and you can listen there anytime. All right, so we're going to be talking about genes that may be controlling behavior. A lot of research out of Cornell University is seeking to identify which genes may influence behavior. Science has been really busy mapping your human brain there, not just yours, but, you know, the human brain in general. And in their study, they presented some findings in the proceedings of the Royal Society. And they tend to zero in on the anterior hypothalamus area of the brain. They report there is a segment of the brain that is reproductive with behavior. So parental care, you know, your empathy, aggression, all housed in this one area of the brain, they're saying. So what we're witnessing is really is the development of a lot of new research that science is calling social genomics. And in the study of social genomics, they are looking at your genes and what genes influence your behavior and influence in our genes, just like the mouse, the luminescent mouse brain that shines right through his skull, and they can see the brain working. So when they give a mouse a new home to live in or a new maze to run, they can actually see his brain working. So, you know, so nothing can be hidden from science, apparently. So now the children's story of Hansel and Gretel and the Trail of the Breadcrumbs really is an ideal illustration for this field of social genomics. The social behavior that's linked to your genes works as a biological signal pathway. So scientists will follow the signal and see what happens there. And it's a trail of breadcrumbs that leads back to the genes that are involved with your learning and behavior. So in the last 20 years, science has identified a lot of genes, you know, nothing is really set in DNA concrete, but there is a set, they said, of inherited strands of genes. And they say that you get a lot of social factors that influence your genes and your activity. So he says that they say as your DNA gets coded with what is called cellular behavior, the genes express themselves, especially when your DNA is transferred to RNA and then the and then a brain protein is exhibited. Proteins actually shape the structure and regulate the function. So they're interested in the proteins as well. So all these things that they're studying will affect your movement, your metabolism, your neurotransmitters, and your biological responses like fight or flight. So, of course, you know, science is adding to their tool bag. And many, you know, may wonder, how on earth did science come up with this explanation of how your genes are influencing behavior? Well, the invention of the microarray technology helped to identify DNA and also for them to survey the expression of DNA, and which is leading to a bunch of their, you know, types of scientific conclusions. So scientists are also able at the same time to map gene activity within your cells. And these tools are revealing that often the gene expression is an exception to the rule because cells are selective of which genes they express and which codes of DNA they use, and that affects your RNA and then the proteins. So scientists have actually claimed that this technology they're using, that it's helping them with the environment and the experiences and influences that affect our genes and then get transcribed into your cell nuclei. So this then leads scientists to believe that your social behavior can be regulated through gene expression. And they want to regulate your behavior, all right. They say some examples that influence gene expression are stress, society stresses, isolation, pandemics, or disease progression of strong viruses, terrorism, you know, things like that. Things that, you know, kind of make you sit up and take notice. Here is a quote from Andrew Bass. He's the professor of neurobiology at the College of Arts and Science. He says, "We're beginning to better understand how changing patterns in gene expression relate to short-term changes in behavioral state." Well, they're also looking at accelerator cells. They figured out through gene expression that certain social influence can cause what is known as accelerator cells, or cells that spike a certain immune system response, such as, you know, the influence of white blood cells, inflammation, and so on. So in essence, they're learning how they can steer the human immune system. And just imagine, scientists can maybe regulate your immune system up or down during, let's say, a viral infection. That's what they hope to do. They think that they can understand the genes involved in the making of all the immune system antibodies, the killer T cells, and therefore have what is called a molecule framework. So they are suggesting that socially isolated individuals, for instance, or those that are exposed to recurrent threat of loss will be more susceptible to inflammation and heart disease and viral infections. And this would explain why the elderly and those in nursing homes that don't see their family enough get influenza, a lot, and the vaccines don't fare very well with them. So apparently, with all this, you know, regulating, the immune system seems to be a real key factor for scientists. Through this study of social genomics, they have discovered the immune system has a key to it. Apparently, immune cells have genes that are highly sensitive to social conditions. For instance, emotional stress can lower your resistance to infections and disease. This, you know, we've known for some time, haven't we? I think we've known this. So it kind of appears that science is attempting to find ways to remodel the human body through gene expression, which is influenced by our environment. And we are all in this experiment together when socio-environmental conditions are altered and thereby alters physiological and behavioral responses. So your experiences not only shape your future, but also your DNA as well. This is Steve Cole. He's the researcher at Geffen School of Medicine. He says that molecule composition of our cells constitutes the physical machinery by which we perceive and respond to the world around us. Molecule composition is subject to remodeling by social environmental influences. Future research will be to determine which genes would be subject to social regulation and which to social conditions, ethics, and dynamics. All right, well, ethics and dynamics, all good to know. And I don't know about you, but, you know, messing with the brain, it's scary. I used to work for neurologists, so I know the brain is one of those mystery organs for science. Now, in 1999, Emory University's Health Science Center discovered some links between your DNA and sequences, your brain chemistry and behavior. They report that gene manipulation of your brain receptors made an unsocial mouse more social. So brain receptors tend to be influenced by hormones. So with gene manipulation, the scientists are able to control such behaviors as communication, aggression, sexual behavior, and memory. So the researchers actually have shown how simple it is to take mice and make them transgender. How do you like that? And Dr. Thomas Insull, he's with Emory University Health Science, he says, what is really intriguing about this is that a change in the promoter sequence of a single gene can lead to a new pattern of receptor expression in the brain and the result in a profound difference in something as complex as social behavior. Man, I think they're playing with fire. What do you think, Frank? Well, you know, better get close to me with anything. So what we may conclude from a lot of this research is that there are a number of factors that can influence our DNA and our metabolism, our RNA. For instance, food directly influences DNA for better or worse within just 6 days. So imagine what tobacco and alcohol, drugs and vaccines can do to your DNA, and any other ingredients for that matter, that would be an influence on your human DNA. So within the halls of science, there will forever be this debate regarding the influence of nature versus nature or nurture, nature versus nurture. So with regard to what is influencing our DNA, the factor of vulnerability and resilience should also be taken into account. Interactions with environment is not only the influence. It's not the only. There's also the spiritual to consider with humans. We have to wonder what experiments are being conducted using social media, prescription meds, and even the atmosphere. Think about it. So we have a lot to ponder if we want to protect our DNA. You might want to just step out of the experimental world. You know, shut off the social media, and just, you know, open the Bible and pray. Seek the Lord's face and see what he can tell you about it. Now, if you want to check out the powerherbs.com, they have some medical options for you there as far as being resistified. Here's a new word to the corruptible healthcare system that we know as science. So you have options and they can make you very powerful. So check them out as soon as you can. All right. We got a few minutes. And we're going to talk about another part of, you know, you got different immune systems in your body. It's not just your overall immune systems. You got immune systems in your glands, in your bowel, in your tonsils. You've got immune systems galore. And we hear a lot about, you know, people trying to, you know, improve their digestive system. A lot of yogurt commercials, a lot of probiotic commercials. And, you know, and they say if you got good gut function, you got a healthier immune system. You protect your immune system when you have a good functioning bowel. Well, scientists, they haven't actually understood the, I guess, why the bodies prefer good bacterial flora. And research has really sprung to the forefront recently on how important it is to have a balance of good, healthy, friendly bacteria in the digestive system. Now, back in 2000, I wrote a book called The Power Herbs. And I had a whole chapter dedicated to the bowel. I called it the body's most important organ. Your intestines, your digestive tract is very important. And probiotics, if you're using them, they mean pro-life. And they have become kind of a household word lately. People add them to all kinds of their therapies now. But where do we get this good, healthy bacteria? Were we born with it? Well, we first pick up some good flora in the birth canal when we're born. And as babies, this bacteria helps us to develop an immune system and counter any bad food-borne bacteria that can make us sick. And this is, you know, the healthy good flora. It helps our immune system to identify and kill potential dangerous pathogens. In other words, good bacteria helps to train your immune system. So that's why it's important. So the human body has the small and large intestine. Now, men have small intestines that are about 22.6 feet in length. Females, their intestines are about 23.4 feet in length. So the large intestine in males and females is about 5 feet long. So we have about 27 to 28 feet of this hollow organ called our intestines. And our immune system needs nutrients if your gut flora aren't functioning well, you can miss out on absorbing a lot of nutrition, and then your immune system suffers. So you see the connection there. When do you hear this from your family doctor? Seriously, they don't connect those dots. So there are foods that dramatically affect your intestinal tract and also those that can hinder function, very important. So your lifestyle is going to have to be important. If you got a lot of processed sugar and dairy products, you're eventually going to have a bowel that's sluggish and coated with a lot of mucus, predisposes you to things like diabetes. And this would also represent a very sick bowel, by the way. So the human bowel is really made to digest mostly raw foods, nuts, seeds, fruit, and vegetables, but we cook everything now. So cooking tends to change your molecules in your foods, and it changes the source of the nutrition. It becomes less organic and more inorganic. So, and how you cook is going to be important too, according to scientific studies. If you microwave a bunch of stuff, you are going to have more of a carcinogen risk. Steaming and baking and broiling or roasting is a much safer way if you are going to prepare meats or fish. And getting back to that yogurt question, a lot of people ask me, what yogurt should I use? Well, it's just a preference, and consumers will rush to their store and stock up on a lot of yogurt for the probiotics or the flora's, the digestive flora's cultures that are in yogurt. I pretty much stay away personally myself. I stay away from cow's milk. If you need a probiotic, there's a bunch of them that now I like the ones in the frozen food area. And you can even open them up and dump them in your beverage and stir them in, and then you don't have to digest the gel cap. you know, the capsule. So Jarrow makes a pretty good one. I like that. I think it's called Jarrow EPS, and it'll be in the refrigerated section. So check that out. And because cow's milk will coat your system with mucus, makes it harder to detox. And a lot of food allergies, a lot of people are allergic to milk and just don't know it. You know, they just have all these problems, skin problems. They get frequent sinus, upper respiratory infections, and they just don't realize they're allergic to milk. And by the way, if you've been on antibiotics frequently or have had a long-term course of antibiotics, it totally destroys that good flora in the bowel, and it can lead to chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia conditions, because that's what those conditions stem from, is a bowel that doesn't have the right floras now to break down protein and convert it to amino acids. So this is why you feel tired, and this is why you don't have enough nutrition energy to the nerve endings and you get fibromyalgia pain. So a lot of people are just amazed that they have the power to get rid of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a whole slew of other things just by, you know, looking after their own health and making sure their bowel is functioning well. So, and by the way, if you're looking to make maybe some of your own probiotics, you can eat things like fermented foods, pickled beets, kimchi, sauerkraut. These will help put a lot of the flora back in and help balance that pH in the gut system. So you have those there. And you can also do organ cleansing of the bowel, which is highly recommended from time to time, to take that metabolic stress off the system, make sure you're getting rid of a lot of radioactive particles and heavy metals and pharmaceutical residues that may still be lodged in the colon tissue. So all these things, and if you've had vaccines, then you definitely have heavy metals in the bowel, because after they leave the brain and be in there 2 weeks, they go to the bowel. So bowel cleansing should be gentle and effective. You shouldn't have to take off time from work. Shouldn't interfere with your normal routine. And if you want to learn more about organ cleansing, and especially the bowel, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can give you some information on that. They have a whole section on organ cleansing. And in their catalog, if you request it, the section on cleanses will list them in order and how you should do them. There's a right way to cleanse the system and work with the body, not against it. And so you have this free flow of toxicity leaving. And what a party it is for your body when that happens. A lot of people, you know, they can think better, they can have better memory, energy, sleep better, a whole slew of things. Some people lose weight, you know, they just had no clue that it was a sluggish bowel or they had a bowel issue that was messing them all up. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you give them a call, get a catalog. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And of course, they do have, if you want to sign up on their website, they do have a rewards program. So each time you buy, you do save money and get reward points, and you can redeem those on your orders and save money. There are also herb coupons up there on the website under each category. Look for the green button that says herb coupons, so you can use them as well, but not at the same time you use your reward points. It's kind of one or the other. So check them out and see what you think. If you have questions, definitely give them a call. That number again is 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, or seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Yeah.